Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jewish people this week have come from sorrow to celebration as they stop to remember. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan joins me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
6 million Jews stopping to remember 6 million Jews. This was a very solemn time in Israel, wasn't it?
Well, indeed, Jimmy, it always is. And even though it's been now so many decades since the Holocaust took place, still the memories of it are very real in the population. The school children learn about it from their first grade. It's such a huge event in Jewish history, not event, but a genocide really is what we could call it. And we said last week, it also is brought to their remembrance by the fact that they still have enemies saying, we're going to wipe you out, completely destroy you. So the Holocaust is not just a historic event in Israel. It's an ongoing possibility with, again, enemies saying, we're going to totally destroy you, wipe you off the face of the earth, as Adolf Hitler said in his day. So it's not just history, but a real situation that the Israelis are reminded of, the fact that they have so many enemies and that they want to see them destroyed. They're reminded of that all the time.
I thought it's so unique. The day before Independence Day, it's Memorial Day, and they honor the fallen of all the wars, and there's been many of them in Israel. Then celebrations take place.
There'll be a ceremony on Mount Herzl, as there is every year in Jerusalem, to speak about the history of Israel. It will speak about the wars. And then Monday evening, the solemn attitude ends and the celebrations begin for Independence Day. And it is an odd transition because you've had such a solemn day and then suddenly a party begins. But again, it seems odd to people around the world, but the Israelis first remember the blood that was shed for the establishment of their state, the blood that is being shed even today so that the state can remain in existence and remain strong. They remember that first. They think about that first. Then they celebrate the fact that they have a state, that they had independence 69 years ago, and that they are still here.
David Dolan with that Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Jews started their week remembering the 6 million Jews that were killed in the Holocaust in World War II. They end the week with celebration of the 69th Independence Day for the Jewish State of Israel. God foretold both of these events in the Bible. Deuteronomy 28 warned the Jews to obey God or be chastised by God by dying at the hand of their enemies. Ezekiel foretold the regathering of the Jewish people and the restoration of a Jewish state. In fact, the Lord used the Holocaust to force the Jews back into their homeland. These events are evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...